Europe prepares for a winter with less Russian energy. From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. The Nord Stream 2 pipeline supplying gas from Russia to Europe remains closed. Russia says because of needed repairs. The U.S. and Europe say it is Russia using energy as a weapon. Natural gas futures in Europe are trading three times higher than what they were before Russia's invasion of Ukraine. This is as we head towards winter, when demand for fuel rises. European leaders are meeting to come up with ideas for how to prepare. Marketplace's Nova Sappho has more.
Energy prices in Europe have skyrocketed because Russia has cut its gas exports to Europe. Households and businesses have been overwhelmed by higher bills for both electricity and heating. European Union energy ministers are considering a number of proposals to help, such as price caps on Russian natural gas, taxing windfall profits of some European energy companies, while providing financial support to others, which are teetering on the brink of insolvency. It could take about a month to reach a final agreement on what to do. Meanwhile, in Germany, one of the nation's biggest importers of Russian natural gas, VNG, has asked the government for billions in financial aid. And in Britain, Prime Minister Liz Truss said the government will cap energy bills and pay for it with government funds and borrowing. I'm Nova Sappho for Marketplace.
Russia's war in Ukraine has also destabilized global grain markets. It cut off a major source of corn and wheat for much of the world. That has led to more demand for U.S. grain. On Monday, we're going to get an update from the Agriculture Department about just how much grain American farmers produced this summer. So far, it looks like U.S. grain yields are not doing as well as predicted. Marketplace's Justin Ho has more.
Last month, the news service Pro Farmer held its annual crop tour of corn and soybean farms. When visitors pulled back the husks on some ears of corn,
they saw that the kernels of corn maybe only filled out the actual cob itself three quarters of the way.
Naomi Bloom with Total Farm Marketing says that's because the summer's been hot and dry, especially in western parts of the Corn Belt.
And so the yields for corn in Nebraska and western Iowa and other parts of the Midwest are down dramatically from expected levels.
Eastern parts of the country could help make up for that lost yield. But ag economist Dan Sumner at UC Davis says a smaller U.S. crop puts pressure on global supplies.
It does make it that much harder to make up for the fact that Ukraine wasn't able to plant the full crop this year and may well have problems harvesting.
Sumner says a smaller corn crop would also raise livestock feed prices. That could make chicken, pork, and beef more expensive. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.
And some signs of cooling in the real estate market. Real estate brokerage Redfin analyzed home sales data for August and found that, on average, homes bought last month sold for less than what sellers were asking for. That has not happened since March of 2021. We, that is U.S. consumers, are borrowing more. In July, total consumer credit rose by $23.8 billion. That is actually less than expected and less than the $39 billion jump the month before. But still, we are borrowing more. Christopher Lowe is chief economist with FHN Financial in New York and joins us to talk about it. Hi, Chris.
Good morning, Sabri.
Consumer credit, you know, how much we are borrowing, has increased by $30 billion each month for the first 7 months of the year. What is that telling us about us and the economy?
Well, it's becoming increasingly difficult to keep up with inflation. And the acceleration in credit, if you compare this business cycle to previous ones, these are really big borrowing numbers. To put it into perspective, in June, consumer borrowing was up at a 10.2% from the prior June. So we are borrowing at a slightly faster pace than the growth in inflation. And that's what's allowed spending to keep going, even though wages are not keeping up.
Now, that said, in July, we increased our debt or credit by a little less than the previous month. So we increased it by $23.8 billion in July as opposed to $39.1 billion in June. What is that signaling?
There's always volatility in the consumer credit numbers from one month to the next. But if you look at the trend rate of borrowing, it actually peaked back in March. And there's a really clear turn toward slower rates of borrowing, particularly credit card use. So what happens when the Fed raises rates? The reason we call it monetary tightening is it becomes more difficult to borrow, and you start to see a slowdown in these credit aggregates.
You know, I also wonder if just psychologically, if there is a response to inflation itself. You know, you feel like you have less money because, in effect, you do. And so you don't want to spend as much. You don't want to borrow as much. I wonder if that's taking place, too.
I think that's absolutely true. Wages are growing at a 5.2% rate. It is increasingly difficult to consume at the same rate that we have through the pandemic. And I suspect it is going to translate into slower consumer spending down the road.
Christopher Lowe is chief economist at FHN Financial in New York. Thank you, as always.
Thank you, Sabri.
And also in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.